Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon. Happy Friday, everybody. August 6th, 2021, and welcome to this edition of the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast. Today, as the New World Order begins to turn against the unvaccinated, can COVID internment camps really be all that far behind? It's a good question. Today we're going to ask it. In July of 2020, on the CDC website, there appeared an article entitled Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19 Infections in Humanitarian Settings, outlining a dystopian future where holding facilities or COVID camps for the infected would play out. In New York, right now, a bill is currently before the Senate known as Bill A416, which gives the state power to remove infected persons to a designated government COVID detention center. Are you starting to see the future? It's here. And it's here right now. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it." On this episode of the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast, we are looking at the sudden, swift, and vicious turn the world is taking right now against whom they perceive to be the real enemy. COVID? No. Illegal aliens? No. Crime? Criminals? No. It's the unvaccinated. And the outrage and anger is real and palpable. In New Jersey, they just ordered mask mandates for school kids. CNN yesterday just fired three people for not being vaccinated. And the stock price of Moderna, a company funded by Bill Gates, brought in billions and billions of dollars last year, and their stock price has doubled. When Bill Gates went on the record that the best investment he ever made was investing in the vaccine business, he wasn't joking. Want to take a guess as to why Bill Gates has purchased so much farmland? What do you think he's going to put on that farmland? What you are watching play out before you is the judgment of Almighty God on a world that has rejected him and is now being prepared to receive Antichrist in the coming time of Jacob's trouble. Playtime is over. This is not a game. Today, we're going to talk about the realistic possibility of COVID camps for the unvaccinated that would be set up by the CDC and FEMA and just how soon that might take place. Now, warning, this is not fear-mongering or idle speculation. This is not the Alex Jones show. The stuff that we tell you is true. This is the dystopian future that you've been warned about, and it's presently and rapidly becoming your reality. Now, how far is it all going to go? Well, Jeremiah, Daniel, Zechariah, Amos, Habakkuk, and John in the book of Revelation, they all say it's going to go all the way. That's how far it's going to go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for waking us up today. We pray for the Bennett family. Tonight's going to be Mark Bennett's viewing, and tomorrow's going to be his funeral, his homegoing service. And we pray for his wife, Anita, and his son, Kingsley. And we pray for the Bennett family. We ask you to do a work there, Lord, and you know the needs, and we just ask you to help. We pray for Harmon's son, Michael, who's battling pancreatic cancer. We pray you give him the victory. Gary says, praise report, my coworker who was in the trauma unit is now out of the trauma unit and recovering. Amen. Please keep your prayers coming. Shayla Clark, she's listening live from Brazil. She says, I have a prayer request for my husband's salvation. His name is Glenn Henry, and we're going to pray for Glenn to get saved. Gia Camino says, I'm off to a CT scan. Please keep praying for me. Absolutely, brother, we will. Lori Ann in Maine says, my friend Cheryl D. is still in the hospital with COVID, and we prayed for her on the last show. We're going to pray for her again today, too. Jeanette says, my sciatica is really hurting again. And if you've never had that, that's very painful and very debilitating. And we're going to pray for Jeanette's parents, too, who are also encountering various health issues. And Tina says, prayer request for my fiancé to receive the Holy Spirit. If your fiancé is not born again, I would postpone the wedding until he gets saved. I have seen so many unequally yoked marriages crash and burn. So we're going to pray for Tina's fiance to get saved. And we're going to pray that God gives Tina wisdom to possibly postpone that marriage until he does. You don't ever want to marry. If you're a born again Christian, don't ever marry somebody who doesn't believe the way you believe, because you'll get divorced quicker than you can blink your eye. Katie says, please pray for my mother. She has cataracts and her eyes are clouded. She can barely see. And we just pray that God would do something there and provide a way for her to get her eyes fixed. Adam says, please pray for my 96-year-old Roman Catholic grandmother. We plan to visit her this week, and we're going to bring her a large print King James Bible. Amen. My grandmother got saved when she was 5 days short of 100 years old. And for those of you who have loved ones that aren't saved, and you've been praying for them for a long time, and Adam is going to be bringing his 96-year-old Roman Catholic grandmother, a large print Bible. Let me just give you a word of encouragement. I held my grandmother's hand in April of 1993. It was Easter Sunday. I didn't mean to go all pagan there for a minute. It was Resurrection Sunday morning, and I held my grandmother's hand. She was 99 years, 359 days old. Just a few days short of her 100th birthday, and she prayed to receive Jesus Christ. So do not give up. Now that happened, that's not an illustration, that's not an anecdote. That happened to me, that happened to my grandmother. Don't give up. A lot of you say, I've been praying for my brother or sister for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Well, that's good. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. We are in a battle. We are in a war. And let me tell you something, and we're going to pray in just a minute, but let me tell you something. This battle, this war is going to come down to how much do you know Jesus Christ and how close do you walk with him on a daily basis? Everybody's going to turn against you at some point. Everybody's going to walk away and leave you holding the bag at some point. You think Jesus was just flapping his gums when he said, think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword? Jesus with his own mouth said, I am come to set a man at variance against his father. And then he says, if you're going to try to seek to save your own life, you're going to lose it. And the only way that you can keep it is to lose it for my sake. Jay Gass says, pray for the four people to be saved that I shared the gospel with. Yeah, amen. Yesterday at work. And the many that I handed gospel tracts to yesterday. keep handing out those gospel tracts. Doesn't matter whether you get them at Now the End Begins or Chick Publications or Faith Fellowship, wherever you get your gospel tracts, make sure you have them. Make sure you have them in your hands, in your pockets, in your pocketbook, in your glove compartment, everywhere you go. Sometimes God opens up a little bit of a door of opportunity, and it's only a 10-second, 20-second, 30-second, one-minute window. Make sure you use that window for the Lord Jesus Christ. Marilyn says, my 94-year-old mother needs to be saved. She will not listen to me. She will pick up a book and ignore me. And we're going to pray that Marilyn's mother will get saved. I had a phone call this morning from Marie Comfort. And it's always such a great encouragement when she calls. Phone calls are usually short. And she is always encouraging. She's 85 years old. And we're going to pray that God gives her more opportunities to hand out gospel tracts. She doesn't get around so good. She doesn't walk so good. But on the inside, she has the heart and soul and fire of a teenager. And she very much wants to get something done for the Lord. And guess what? From her home, she is getting something done for the Lord, just like those two women that worked so strongly in the life of D.L. Moody and prayed him all the way to their town. Carla says, pray for my grandchildren. They believe, but the world is very important to them. Heavenly Father, for all these prayers and for the unspoken prayers of our hearts, I pray for my old pastor, Daniel King, has COVID right now, and he's getting through it, but it's been a bumpy ride, and his whole family has it. The whole church is shut down right now. Multiple people from the church have gotten COVID. Just like we've always told you, COVID is not a hoax. Do not believe anybody who tells you that there is no such thing as the COVID virus, because that would be a lie. The COVID virus is real, and you need to protect yourself against it. We did an article the other day talking about the steps that you can take to boost your own immune system. Go to nowtheendbegins.com and read that article. And take care of your immune system. So Heavenly Father, for all these prayers for health and for salvation, and for everybody who needs a touch from you today, we just pray, Father, and we're so glad and we're so grateful that we can still get together. I don't know how much longer this window will be open. They are really cracking down on people. But Lord, Now the End Begins is your ministry. You keep it open for as long as you want it up. Protect it from the attacks, the manifold attacks of the devil. And let Now the End Begins continue to be a place where believers can congregate and fellowship together and be taught the Bible and to receive Bibles. And a place where lost people like June and Rita and Damaris and Connie and Donna Lynn and all the other people that have gotten saved through this ministry. We just pray, Lord, that you keep this channel open for as long as it would please you to do so. And Father God, we pray for health, for healing, for witnessing, for opportunities, for salvation, for lost loved ones, for all these prayers that we've mentioned and for all the unspoken prayers of our hearts. And we commit this time to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody. Welcome to the program today. Hey, it's Real Deal Friday today. Today, we're going to give you a hard program. Is it possible? Now, remember, we don't deal in idle speculation. Now the End Begins gives you Bible prophecy from a King James Bible, and it gives you the news of the day through the filter of the King James Bible. That's what you get here at Now the End Begins. We don't give you sensational headlines because we're trying to get clicks. You know, some days 30,000 people will come to the site. Some days, 75 to 100,000 people will come to the site. And guess what? The amount of clicks doesn't matter. Why? Because we took all the ads off last year. When God, on New Year's Eve of 2020, God asked me if I would commit myself to this ministry full time, I did. And then he said to me, now, if you're going to trust me, take the ads off. And those ads would pay me thousands of dollars per month. And that's what we used to use to run the ministry. This is not free. This is my full-time job. We have four other people working here. This is not cheap and it's not free. But God got a hold of my heart last year and he said, would you trust me that I'll bring in what you need? And just to show me that you trust me, I want you to take all the ads off of Now the End Begins. And we did. And for over a year now, we have run completely ad-free. There's the only ads that you'll see on Now the End Begins, and they're not really ads, but they're graphics inviting you to visit our bookstore. And if you haven't checked out the online bookstore, please do so. You can go to BibleBeliever.com and check it out. We've been adding some great new books lately, and go and see for yourself. We have tons of stuff for children and CDs and DVDs and accessories and Bible tabs and Bible covers and King James Bibles and Ruckman Reference Bibles and dispensational truth, everything that a Bible believer needs. But God got a hold of my heart last year, and he said, if you trust me, take the ads off of your site. So I did. I took them all off. And God has wonderfully supplied our needs every single day. Every single day he supplies our needs, and I pray that he continues to do that. God said to me last year as COVID was raging, and I began to watch people around me getting sick, and I watched people that I know, a couple of people, die last year from COVID. Mark Bennett died from COVID last week. And I began to take my anxiousness about that, and I took that before the Lord. And God reminded me that he is the great physician. And I want you to think about that for a second. The Bible says that God is our physician, that God is the great healer. Psalm 103.3 says, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147.3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Exodus 15.26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In the New Testament, the Bible says that God desires for us to be in health and to have life more abundantly. Do you have abundant life today? The Bible says that you can get abundant life from Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. I believe that. So last year I covenanted with God and I said, Lord, you're my great physician. I'm not going to take careless chances. I'm not going to be reckless, but you're my healer and you're my physician. You're my doctor. And I've been asking God every single day to keep me safe and to keep my body strong. Even as I see people all around me getting sick, and some of them getting sick very, very seriously, sick and hospitalized and people on ventilators and people dying. But I believe that the same God that saved me 30 years ago is the same God that is my physician right here and right now. And I'm taking all my vitamins. I'm getting rest. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't vape. I'm staying away from large crowds of people. But the main thing that I'm doing is I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, who the Bible says is my great physician. And I'm asking him to keep me safe on a daily basis. Now, I trust God on a daily basis for just about everything else. So why wouldn't I trust him for that? So today I want to talk to you about how things are starting to change from a global perspective with this COVID virus. Pfizer vaccine is very, very close to being fully approved by the FDA. I have a video here made in California by a man who, his name is Mark, I forget his last name, he walked around with a fake survey and he wanted to see if people would sign up on a petition to arrest people who refuse to take the vaccine. He did this just a couple of days ago. Take a listen to this this audio clip of people in California being asked if they want to see unvaccinated people arrested.
As you know, there's a growing controversy about mandatory vaccinations, and I want to see if Americans are willing to arrest those others who refuse to take this coronavirus vaccine, violating the most fundamental rights of one's personal liberty. You know, a lot of people still haven't taken the vaccine with everything that's going on, so we're trying to mandate the vaccination. We want to start arresting them if they're not going to be taking that.
Are you kidding me?
That's what the petition is for, sir.
That's fascism, man.
Quick, we support mandate.
All right, so the very first person that Mark Dice asked to sign the petition said, no, that's fascism. Which is exactly what that is. Let's see what everybody else said.
Dating the vaccine, a lot of people still refusing to take it, and they're putting the rest of us at risk. So we're going to start mandating the vaccine or start arresting these anti-vaxxers if they're not going to follow the rules. Birth date and a signature. I don't want to hear any of this my body, my choice stuff in today's New World Order. We're gonna put things right.
Absolutely. We all need that.
Thank you. So we're gonna start having them arrested if they refuse.
No problem signing it.
Print birth date signature to incarcerate the anti-vaxxers. I'm not sure what country they think they're living in. Some people are concerned about any possible long-term side effects that haven't shown up in studies yet, but the time to worry about that's in the future. So for now, they can worry about that in jail if they refuse to take the vaccine.
No, I don't want to get close to anybody.
It's time for some firm measures to take care of these people. And, you know, they can... Well, it's time to give them a little incentive, and they can think about what they've done sitting in jail until they're ready to take the jab. Thank you. We signed the petition to start arresting these anti-vaxxers that haven't got the vaccine yet.
Arrest people for not getting a vaccine?
They're contributing to the Delta variant being spread.
You're a scumbag, dude.
Yeah, just to mandate the vaccine for everybody or to stop the anti-vaxxers, it's time to start arresting them if they refuse. And drastic times take drastic measures to resolve these issues. So.
Yeah.
The governor just mandated it for all healthcare workers today.
Good.
And so we're going to mandate it for everybody, or they can sit in jail and think about what they've done.
Yeah, the Delta variant is on them.
It's the primary strain in many areas now. Thank you very much. Thank you for your concern for others. We want to mandate the vaccine. A lot of these anti-vaxxers are still refusing to get vaccinated, but we still need some more signatures to make sure that we can arrest them if they refuse. Mandate the vaccine. We're going to force them to take it.
My name?
Yeah, print, birth date, and a signature. You know, it's been long enough for them to make a decision, so we're going to make that decision for them. And if they refuse to take it, we're going to have them arrested. Thank you for your support. Are you over 18?
Yes.
We support mandating the vaccine. Governor Newsom just mandated it today for all healthcare workers, but still a lot of people refusing to take it. So we want to help encourage them by mandating it or
arrest. Like anti-vaxxers?
Yeah, we're going to have to put them into a safe centers to keep them away from the rest of us. So print, birth date, and a signature. You know, desperate times call for desperate measures. Well, there's going to be some criminal penalties for those who refuse to take the vaccine. And if they're not going to make that decision, then we could put them into jail and they can think about why it is that they're refusing. And when they decide to take it, we can let them back out amongst the rest of us. So thank you for supporting that.
Do you really think that'll happen?
Well, the vaccine passports are coming, and they're already in other countries where you can't go to the store or to the out to eat. And they're coming here, and we'll be able to identify these people. And if they refuse, then we'll have them arrested. Sport mandating the vaccine. A lot of these people still refusing to take the vaccine and putting everyone else at risk.
Right.
We want to start.
I wouldn't sign that ever.
No.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Not so good.
We figure it's time to mandate that any possible long-term side effects that haven't been detected yet, we can maybe deal with that in the future. A signature there as well? To
stay 6 feet.
All right, so I'm going to stop the clip right there, but I think you get the idea. That's Mark Dice out in California. One or two people thought it was a crazy idea, but the vast majority of people thought it was a good idea. And I just want to address something that just took place in the chat room. Fire and Ice said that somebody deleted the screenshots of a prayer request. We delete all screenshots, but we do not delete prayer requests. There's hundreds of people in the chat room right now. If we allowed everybody to start posting pictures, there would be chaos and nobody would be paying attention to the program. If you have a prayer request, like Hal does, this just came across, and Hal said, please pray for this at the end of the podcast. I don't want to take away from Jeff's time, but we're going to pray for it right now. Hal needs a lung transplant. I don't know what the reason for that is, but Hal just said, I received a call from one of my doctors on the lung transplant team that their team met yesterday, and he's ready for a transplant. So we're going to pray that God would make that all go smooth for our brother Hal. But if you have a prayer request, please post the prayer request. Type it out. But you can't post images and you can't post pictures until the program is over. Heavenly Father, we pray for Hal. He asked if we would pray for him at the end of the program, but we're going to pray for him right now. Hal says that he has IPF, which is a scarring and the hardening of the lungs. It's not curable. He has 3 to 5 years to live. So Heavenly Father, please work with Hal and give him a touch and give him favor with the doctors and the transplant team and everything that is involved there. And we lift up our brother Hal to you and ask you to give him a healing, Lord, one way or the other. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Also, please join Now the End Begins on Telegram. We have a channel on Telegram devoted completely to prayer. And we have one where you can just talk about the news of the day as well. We have 3 different channels on Telegram that are maintained by Jeanette and Lorianne. But For obvious reasons, you can't post pictures or videos while the program is going on. But prayer requests, absolutely. We love prayer requests. Getting back to the program. Juanita is saying, I think that the prayer request is for Fire and Ice about her son who was very sick in the military. Well, I didn't know that. Heavenly Father, we lift up Fire and Ice's son in the military, serving our country, and we pray that you would give him a healing. I don't know what the need is, Lord. I don't know what the situation is. But I just pray, Lord, for her son, and as we all do, and we ask you, Father God, to give him a touch as only you can. Harmon's son, Michael, been battling pancreatic cancer, and we've been praying for him on a regular basis. We gotta be a praying people. We gotta be a praying family. It's the number one weapon that we have. So there you have Mark Dice, and he's talking about having people who will not take the vaccine and having them arrested. And everywhere that you turn, the unvaccinated have become the focus. Here's an article. United Airlines will require all of their employees, 67,000 employees. They are the first major U.S. airline to announce that it will require vaccinations for workers. The airline has been requiring vaccination of new hires since mid-June. Unvaccinated workers are required to wear face masks at company offices. The Chicago-based airline estimates that 90% of its pilots and up to 80% of its flight attendants are already vaccinated. The article says that they are given incentives to do so, kind of like a bribery. The airline told U.S. employees Friday that they will need to be fully vaccinated by October 25th or 5 weeks after the Food and Drug Administration grants full approval to any one vaccine. Full approval is expected soon. And what does that mean when they have full approval of a COVID vaccine? That means that the United States is now legally authorized to mandate that you take the vaccine. The only thing stopping them is that the FDA has not approved a single one of the vaccines outside of emergency use. Once that happens, and it's going to happen sometime between today and the middle of September, when that happens, you will no longer be allowed to not have one. Now, will they go so far as to say that the government now has a right to stick the needle in your arm? Andrew Cuomo, sexual accuser and the man who signed an executive order that killed 17,000 people from COVID last year in nursing homes in the far left liberal state of New York, Andrew Cuomo says this.
And we have to get in those communities, and we have to knock on those doors, and we have to convince people and put them in a car and drive them and get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
There it is. We got to come to your house. We got to stick that needle in your arm. We got to drive you. I hope that you really were paying attention when you were watching all those end times movies like A Thief in the Night back in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, or whenever you watched them. Because that's exactly what's happening right now. Remember that one installment where they took the news reporter and they had him in the cattle car and they were just about to have him executed. Well, just think of unvaccinated people. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's going to be happening. That's our future. That's our short-term future. This is what Alan Dershowitz said last year. Nobody really paid much attention when he said this, because they hadn't released the vaccine when Alan Dershowitz said this. But now that we're just a couple of weeks away from FDA approval of at least one of the vaccines, I think this becomes very important. Take a listen to Alan Dershowitz saying, "The American people have no right not to be vaccinated."
Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm.
Did you hear what he said? The state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge the needle into your arm. Wow, that sounds exactly like what Andrew Cuomo said last week. That sounds exactly like what you hear on NPR, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC. The Drudge Report. Remember when the Drudge Report used to be a conservative outlet? Alan Dershowitz says you have no right to not have a needle filled with a liquid that you have no idea what it is. You have no idea what the long-term effects are. And I'm going to play a clip for you in just a few minutes from the director of the CDC, stumbling her way through an interview with CNN, where she tells you that the vaccines no longer provide protection from virus transmission. Everything is changing. The vaccines that just a few months ago said were your salvation, now they're not working the way that they expected them to work. But they're following the science. Okay.
The vaccination, where is that in the Constitution?
If the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that. But you have.
So did you hear what Dershowitz just said? He said a vaccine is designed to prevent the transmission of a disease. The CDC said yesterday there is not one COVID vaccine on the market, not one, that will actually stop the transmission of the virus.
No right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that. And there are cases in the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, so that's how it's going. And I want to direct your attention. We have so much to talk about today. I want to direct your attention to the fact that all this started on July 12th. Now, what, you might ask, happened on July 12th? Well, a man by the name of Emmanuel Macron, in France, he's the president of France. And back on July 12th, Emmanuel Macron announced that he was making the EU digital certificate COVID-19 health pass mandatory in all venues in the nation of France. People predicted his removal from office. People predicted that he was out of his mind and it would never work. It would never happen. But guess what? It exceeded his expectations. So much so that by July 15th, nearly 3.4 million French had made an emergency appointment with their local vaccination center. Emmanuel Macron's decision to make vaccines mandatory in the nation of France is now the model that is being copied around the world, and it is being copied right here in the United States of America. And I want you to remember, this is why we do these programs. There is so much news that you're exposed to on a daily basis. There is so much happening. I mean, even with myself, I'll go back and read an article that I did 3 weeks ago, and I'm like, wow, I don't remember doing that article. We're coming up on 9,000 articles that we've done over the last 12 years. 9,000 articles. And this is why Now the End Begins is such a valuable resource. If you're a pastor, if you're a preacher, if you're an evangelist and you're on the go, just go to nowtheendbegins.com and you can research anything that you need to preach about. Anything at all. And we have it right here at nowtheendbegins.com. Alan Dershowitz says that you do not have the right to refuse being jabbed by who? The doctor, the police, the military, the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, the CDC. Take your pick. Doesn't really matter. All roads lead to the same place. And that's true. The expression is actually all roads lead to Rome. And that expression was created at the height of the Roman Empire. Well, who is the Roman Empire in 2021? It's the Roman Catholic Church. The Pontifex Maximus, which was a title in Rome before the Catholic Church was created in 325 AD. All roads lead to the Roman Catholic Church. Why? Read Revelation 17. Read Revelation 18, and you'll understand why. And the only way off that road is on Flight 777. It's the only way out. And the only way out is up. And a lot of people have gotten a kick out of the illustration that I started using a few weeks ago about the rapture. That when the pre-tribulation rapture happens, those of us that are still here, those of us that they haven't killed, that haven't died, that are still on the front lines, when that pre-tribulation of the church, that rapture takes place, it's going to be like a military rescue operation where they send the helicopter into the jungle to rescue the soldiers that are surrounded by the enemy on all sides. And they lower the rope, and the soldiers grab onto the rope, and the helicopter pulls them up to safety. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The helicopter pulls them up to safety, but as they go, bullets are flying past their face. Their shoes are on fire. They are so close to the action that even the plastic tip of the shoelaces on their military boots have begun to start to melt as the soldiers are being rescued. That's how it's going to go. We are in a war. But it's not a war of guns and bullets and tanks. We are in a spiritual war. And we are in the midst of a prophetic war. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And I do comfort you with these words today. And I do want this to be your focus. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's where you and I are going if we live long enough to get there. Mark Bennett didn't live long enough to get there. My friend Mark Bennett, he believed everything that I believe about the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. He lived in daily expectation of being included on Flight 777. God called him home early. And what is our response? We miss our brother, but we carry on. The mission is still the mission. You have no order to stand down. You have no order to desert your post. The mission is the mission. 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1, 2 Timothy 2, 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. That's what we do here every Wednesday night, Sunday morning. We teach others. Godly men committed it to me over the years, and now I commit it to you. That is the biblical principle. And the things that thou hast heard of me, Romans to Philemon, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. If you're saved today, you are a soldier of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has given no order to retreat. He's given no order to stand down. He's given no order to let up, back up, or give up. If you're a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are commanded to occupy where he has placed you. And you occupy that position to your last breath. Until they come, like in those A Thief in the Night movies, until they come and put you on the cattle car to execute you, which may just happen. Could something like that happen before the tribulation? You bet it could. I have never, ever said that the Christian church is protected from lowercase t tribulation. We are not here for the tribulation. But we don't get out of this thing scot-free, and don't think that we do, because we don't. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned from God to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he has raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. We have somebody in the chat room right now. His name is Michael. He wants to get saved. Amen. 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 The Lord is giving us a harvest here. We're going to stop the program right now, and we're going to turn our attention to Michael H. In Romans chapter 10, we read this. Amen, Lord. Amen, amen. Michael, I want you to listen to me right now. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Michael, I want you to listen to me now. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Michael, Jesus Christ went to the cross for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Michael, I want you to pray, and I want you to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's what the thief on the cross did. You can repent of your sins after you get saved. Right now, you need to confess that Jesus Christ is the Savior. That's what you need to do. Then we'll deal with your sins right after that. But your biggest sin is that Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior. And if you pray right now, there's no magic prayer. It has to be the desire of your heart, just like it was the desire of my heart 30 years ago. Alone in my bedroom at midnight, I bowed my knees and I bowed my head, and I read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Michael, I trusted the shed blood of Jesus Christ to be my payment for my sins. That's what Jesus was doing on the cross. He shed his blood, not symbolically, not metaphorically. He shed his blood to make a payment. And Michael, that payment was for you in 2021. That payment was for you personally and individually. And based on that payment, Jesus Christ paid for your sins. You pray and accept him as Savior, and then I want you to send me an email, info@nowtheendbegins.com, info@nowtheendbegins.com, and I'm going to send you out a Ruckman Reference Study Bible. I'm going to send you out a couple of books that will be helpful to you as a new believer in Jesus Christ. And if you prayed to receive Jesus, just say something in the chat room. Just let me see that you prayed and you asked him to save your soul. It's not complicated. It's not hard. A child could do it. My three children did it before the age of 10, before the age of 8. Michael, that's what you need to do to get saved. You need to trust Jesus Christ, confess him with your mouth that he is your Lord and your Savior based on his payment of his blood for your sins. And I want you to write to me, Michael, info@nowtheendbegins.com. Michael H. says, I prayed. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Whew, I needed that today. I needed a piece of good news today. Michael, this, I want to play something for you right now. Amen, brother. We are rejoicing. We are absolutely rejoicing with you and for you that you got saved today, that you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing more important than that. Nothing at all. And you just settled the eternal question of your destiny. Michael, I want you to listen to the words of this song. I'm playing it for you.
Amen.
In sin I was living, no thought was I giving of dying, and where I would go. I was looking and buying, so hard was I trying to gain all this world had to hold. No peace and no pleasure could I even measure with all that I had to gain. I repented and prayed, Christ save me that day. Now I have got something.
Michael, I want you to sing this word.
I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven.
Amen.
Set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell.
That's you, Michael. You're not going to hell because you trust the ever-living one, Jesus Christ.
Now my life's worth living since I've been forgiven. Christ made a real change in me.
Amen.
I'm no longer crying when I think about dying, because heaven is waiting for me. Now Satan's still lying. He's always trying to lead you down the wrong way. Just call on Christ's name, he'll save you today. Then look back to Satan, say,
everybody,
I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell.
Michael, this is you.
Set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell. Because I'm saved by His power divine. Yes, I'm saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. I'm not going to hell.
Amen, 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 Michael. That's you. That's what just happened for you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, let me just tell you what happened to Michael when he prayed to get saved. He was sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, 12 through 14. That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Michael, when you prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. I want you to email me info@nowtheendbegins.com. I want to send you some stuff that will help you. And that was some good news. I really needed some good news today. I was feeling very down, and now I'm feeling very up. So, Michael, we rejoice with you. You're a part of the NTEB family of believers, but more importantly, welcome to the family of the body of Christ. And we hope that you will continue to join these programs, listen to our Bible studies, and grow and learn the Bible and mature in the Lord. And that's why we do these programs. And Michael, welcome. Welcome. All right. I almost don't even want to do the rest of this program now. I really don't. I want to go out into the streets and start preaching. But we should finish the rest of the program because it's important. And what a great thing that just happened. Michael prayed in the midst of all this controversy, in the midst of all these problems that are swirling around, in the midst of all this uncertainty that we live in, Michael just put his trust and faith in the ever-living one, in Jesus Christ. Now, what happens to Michael down here on this earth, we have no idea. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't even know what's going to happen later today. But what Michael just settled is what happens after this life. And the way that we get to the next life is through this life. And when we look and see the craziness that's going on right now, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And what did Michael do today? He looked up. Something was said and done that led him, that provoked him, that caused him to put his trust and faith in Jesus Christ. These podcasts that we do are not like other podcasts. The podcasts that we do are designed to inform you, but also to tell you that if you're lost, you need to get saved. When's the last time that you listened to a podcast where people got saved during the podcast? And that's happened more than once here now. God has raised up a very, very unique situation here. Now the End Begins is a portal for many, many people. A portal to salvation. Because this isn't entertainment. This isn't a game. I don't do these programs for clicks. I don't need clicks. I don't have any ads. It doesn't matter how many times you click. But it does matter how many times that you come here to read the things we talk about. That matters very, very much. When's the last time you heard a podcast where people got saved? That's my kind of podcast. All right, let's listen to the CDC director. This is yesterday with Wolf Blitzer, and she's saying vaccine's not going to stop the transmission of the virus, even though that's what was one of the selling points 6 months ago. They lied to you. Michael just put his trust and faith in somebody who cannot lie, who does not lie, who will not lie. If you put your trust and faith in the CDC, they lie to you on a daily basis. If you put your trust and faith in that vaccine, well, that's not going to do much for you. But if you put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ as the great physician, now you got something. That's something that will do something for you. Take a listen. CDC director says, oh, well, vaccine doesn't really stop the virus. My bad.
Infections tend to be mild and not severe.
But what about all the fully vaccinated people who get the breakthrough infection? Can they pass it on? Could they pass it on to their children? Could they pass the virus on to older people, especially more vulnerable people with the underlying health conditions?
And that's exactly the point that we made in our guidance. So, yes, they can with the Delta variant. And that was the reason that we changed our guidance last Tuesday. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated.
Let me tell you how this is going to work.
All right. So did you hear what she said? What they can't do is they can't prevent transmission. Well, that's not what they said 6 months ago. That's not what Joe Biden said 3 weeks ago. When Joe Biden had that town hall with Don Lemon on CNN, Joe Biden said that if you have that vaccine, you won't get the virus, you won't go to the hospital, you won't die in the hospital. That's what Joe Biden, your president, the same person who's talking about stamping out misinformation. Joe Biden said that if you take that vaccine, you won't get the COVID virus. Well, you just heard the head of the CDC saying the virus does not stop transmission. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? Now the End Begins is constantly suspended by Twitter and Facebook because they say that we are publishing misinformation. But I can't think of one thing that we've said that is not true. The reason why they call it misinformation is because it goes against their narrative, and their narrative changes on a daily basis. So Joe Biden said on July 22nd, he said, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized and you're not going to go to the IC unit and you're not going to die. That is absolutely not true. There are tons of people right now, fully vaccinated, in the hospital. But they won't tell you that. They won't let you focus on that because they don't want you to see those figures. And then they tell you that somebody who is fully vaccinated with both shots, they get COVID and then they get over it. They give all the credit to the vaccine. Well, the vast majority of people who get COVID get over it. COVID has a 99.1% recovery rate. But they don't want to tell you that. They just want to give you that one story of a man dying in a hospital bed and his only regret is that he didn't take the vaccine. And while they're showing you that story, they're not letting you see the 11,000 plus people that died after they took the vaccine, or the 500,000 people who got blood clots and adverse reactions from taking the vaccine. They will never tell you that part of the equation. And how can you tell when somebody is lying to you? It's not always that they're telling you a statement that's not true. Somebody can tell you a true statement and still be lying to you because they're leaving out information about that statement that could change the statement. That is also a lie as well. How about that woman that had her legs amputated because she took the vaccine like she was told to do? She was a healthcare worker, and they told her, if you don't take the vaccine, we're going to fire you. They threatened her economic freedom. So she took the vaccine, and then they had to cut her legs off, and then they had to cut her hands off. They don't ever tell you that story, though, do they? No, no, no. And how do you know that you're not going to be one of those people? You don't know. They want you to put your complete trust and faith in a vaccine that is constantly changing. Do you realize that? Listen again to what this woman said.
Infections tend to be mild and not severe.
But what about all the fully vaccinated people who get the breakthrough infection? Can they pass it on? Could they pass it on to their children? Could they pass the virus on to older people, especially more vulnerable people with the underlying health conditions?
And that's exactly the point that we made in our guidance. So yes, they can with the Delta variant. And that was the reason that we changed our guidance last Tuesday. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So
she says that she wants you to have the utmost of faith and confidence in this vaccine. But 6 months ago, they told you that vaccine would stop transmission of the virus. And then when they found tens of thousands of people who were fully vaccinated, who got COVID again, and some of those people had to be hospitalized, they don't ever talk about those people. They don't like to talk about those people because it makes them look bad. And that's how you know you're not getting the truth, because they are keeping the full truth from you. If you serve in the military, there are 1.1 active duty military in the United States right now. Many military people listen to this program. We love the men and women of the United States military. Well, now they're saying that the defense secretary is going to recommend to pretend President Joe Biden next week that all 1.1 million active duty military be vaccinated, whether they want to be or not.
More on the pandemic from Washington now. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to make a recommendation to President Biden mandating vaccines for all active duty service members. Congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more on this. Good morning, Rachel.
Cecilia, good morning. And this is a shift from the Pentagon. They previously indicated that they would wait for FDA approval, but now Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin expected to move forward with this, making the recommendation to the president that would require all of the 1.3 million active duty service members to be vaccinated. This will require the sign off from the president. It would require a special waiver that would need to be signed. But it comes just days after President Biden announced that all federal employees must be vaccinated or be subjected to regular COVID-19 testing. We know that about 70% of the military has already received at least one shot, but this could raise questions about whether or not service members could be discharged if they refuse to be vaccinated, Cecilia.
As you said, a big shift, Rachel. The other big headline this morning is that infrastructure bill. The Senate, you're hearing, is close to a big vote on this one.
Yeah, a key vote coming in just 24 hours here.
So there it is. They're going to make you get, if you are active military, you have a moment of truth coming up. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you that God can tell you what to do. And you should be in close contact with him every step of the way. Alan Dershowitz says you have no right not to be vaccinated. All the Democratic governors and mayors and congressmen and senators and all those people, they say that you have no right not to be vaccinated. So what are you going to do Is it possible that we're going to be put into some sort of COVID camp? Well, they keep talking about it. But they talk about it for real. On the CDC website. And I'm going to put the link into the chat room right now. But you can just go to the CDC.gov website. And I promise you that we're not making this stuff up. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. It was originally created under the guise of what do you do in a foreign country, but more and more people are starting to, it talks about green zones. Where have we heard green zones be? Oh, that's right, in the nation of Israel. And in Europe, and all across the world, vaccination passports, they're a thing now. Remember when everybody said, oh, that will never happen? It's happening. It's happening right here and right now. You know what? One of the main ways that COVID gets spread, it's through unvaccinated and unmasked illegal aliens that are pouring across the Texas border. 6,000 COVID-infected illegal immigrants every month come across the border. A minimum of 6,000 COVID-infected, non-vaccinated, non-mask wearing illegals are allowed to come across our southern border. Joe Biden wants to make your child wear a mask in school this year. Joe Biden says that if you don't get a vaccine, you're not a patriotic American. In the state of New Jersey, mandatory masking is coming back. Governor Murphy, he gave the order yesterday. I don't have a clip of that, but you can Google that. He did that yesterday. But isn't it odd that in the midst of all this masking and vaccinations, that you would be allowing a minimum of 72,000 people per year to come across the border illegally who are known to be infected with COVID-19? Why don't they stop those people? That's a really good question, right? Well, they don't answer that question. They don't talk about that question. Joe Biden refuses to answer questions about the southern border. Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of handling the crisis on the southern border. She hasn't even been there to visit. The crisis on the southern border is allowing 6,000 COVID Delta infected illegal immigrants into our country every single day. And what happens when they get here? They're coughing and sneezing and they have fevers. And their lungs are infected with COVID Delta, and they are put on buses in the dark of night, and they are shipped off to towns just like your town. And they are let off that bus, and they are allowed to mix and mingle with your neighbors and your friends. And you wonder why COVID is skyrocketing out of control. I wonder what would happen if you shut the southern border down and you stop those 6,000 people each month who are infected with COVID from coming into America. I wonder what would happen then. Why don't they do that? Facebook suspends me and Twitter suspends me for COVID misinformation at the same time that the president of the United States does a town hall meeting on CNN, lies about the COVID vaccine, and then refuses to acknowledge that there's a crisis on the southern border and does nothing to stop 6,000 COVID-infected illegal immigrants, aliens, whatever you want to call them. He does nothing to stop those people from coming across the border. Now, I'm from New Jersey, and to my way of thinking, I'm always suspicious. I'm always cynical. To my way of thinking, that's intentional. Because even in his mental condition, he still understands that there's a crisis on the border. Everybody in the Biden White House can see it on Fox News, where they talk about the border. And yet nobody wants to do anything about it. So to my way of thinking, that's intentional. They are intentionally allowing infected, thousands of them, mind you. They are intentionally allowing thousands, 6,000 a month of COVID-infected illegals to come across the border. Now, why do you think that they, if it was intentional, and I'm not saying that it is, but just imagine for a moment, if it was intentional, why would they want to do that? Well, to make you take the vaccine. That's the only reason that I can think of. We've been telling you for months that the vaccine was not made for the virus. The virus was made for the vaccine. Rand Paul has said repeatedly that Anthony Fauci engaged and paid for gain-of-function research on the coronavirus in Wuhan, China. It's not a conspiracy. It's not a theory. It actually happened. So the only reason that I can think of why the entire Biden administration would turn a blind eye to 6,000 COVID carriers coming into the United States of America through our southern border on a monthly basis is to create a level of viral outbreak that would force even the most reluctant people to take the vaccine. If you can think of a better reason, post it right now in the chat room. I'll take a look at it. I can't. Daniel in the chat room says, what if the mark comes before the rapture? Not possible. But should you always be prepared? Absolutely. That's why we talk about the COVID-19 situation in comparison to the mark of the beast. That's why we talk about it the way that we do. The COVID vaccine is not the mark of the beast, but there are many, many things about the COVID vaccine that resemble things about the mark of the beast from Revelation chapter 13. And this is why we call your attention to it. From time to time, people will ask me, well, what if you're wrong about the pre-trib rapture? Well, I don't think I am. I think the Bible clearly teaches the pre-trib rapture. But let's just imagine for a second that I was wrong. That really wouldn't make much of a difference. I am still called to occupy until he comes. I am still called to be on the front lines of the end times. And if I get the timing of the rapture wrong, and again, I don't think I have. I've had 27 years to think about it. But even if I was wrong about the timing of the rapture, that doesn't change anything We are still supposed to be here with our eyes wide open, waiting for Jesus Christ, but understanding that we're living in a time of great evil where the spirit of Antichrist is rising. I said that last year. I said that the spirit of Antichrist was released. And nothing has happened in the last year that would lead me to believe that I was wrong when I talked about the rising spirit of Antichrist. And let's see, when did I write this article? I wrote this article on June 3rd of 2020. And I'm going to put it in the chat room for you to check out right now. NowTheEndBegins.com is your one-stop source. If you want the front lines of the end times, just go to NowTheEndBegins.com and you'll get all that you can handle. But in June of 2020, I told you, it's time to open your eyes to the fact that the spirit of Antichrist is now here and that we are at war whether you want to be or not. And I want everybody to hang out for an extra minute. I want to close in prayer today. I want to give thanks for Michael's salvation. I want to pray for Hal's lung transplant. And I want to pray for Fire and Ice's son in the military. And I also want to remind you guys that when you support this ministry, we are able to do things on a global level that I only ever used to dream about. Because of your support, we're handing out over 1,100 King James Bibles every single month because of your support. Because of your support, we're helping a pastor in the Philippines preach on the radio. Because of your support, we're helping people locally here in St. Augustine be able to pay their rent in a homeless situation. We're working with one of the local companies that helps single women with children find a place to live, and they give them housing, subsidized housing. And we help to support that, to make sure people have meals and a place to stay. And that's only possible because of your support. So if you're a supporter of Now the End Begins, please continue to support us. Continue to give generously so that we can stay on the air, so that we can expand our program, so that we can be here for people like Michael who get saved during our live broadcast. If you support Now the End Begins, that's what you're supporting. Please keep us in your prayers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for Michael who got saved, a Roman Catholic who wanted to trust you as Savior. And God, I'm overwhelmed. I really needed that piece of good news today. And we all rejoice as a church family that you brought Michael to salvation. And we pray that he keeps coming back and growing in the grace of the Lord and learning about Scripture and about the shed blood that saved his soul. And we pray for Hal, who needs a lung transplant. Lord, that's pretty big stuff. Only you can work and move in that situation. We ask you to do so. We pray for Fire and Ice and her son in the military who's very sick. Help him, Lord. Be a blessing to him. Help him, God. We pray for Harmon's son who is battling pancreatic cancer. Give him a healing, Lord. Give him a touch as only you can. We pray for Daniel King, a pastor here in St. Augustine, has COVID right now. The whole family has COVID right now. And we pray that you would give the entire family a healing, Lord. And Father God, I continue to pray for this ministry, Now the End Begins. In 1 Chronicles 4:10, Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keepest me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And God, we thank you so much for expanding and enlarging the coast of Now the End Begins ministry. We are in over 130 different countries. And I pray, God, that as we went from 600 to 1,100 King James Bibles, I pray that very, very soon we'll be able to go from 1,100 to 2,000. And we're going to believe you for the increase, Lord. That would cost many thousands of dollars on a monthly basis to do that. And the billboard program and everything, and the free Bible and gospel track program. Very expensive propositions, but God, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Last year, you asked me to trust you for the increase, and we will. And we thank you, God, and we praise you. And God, I lift up my brother, Michael. Roman Catholic, got saved. When I got saved, I was a Roman Catholic. I have a heart for the Roman Catholic people who have been deceived by the Roman Catholic Corporation. And I love to see anybody get saved. But just for me personally, when I see a Roman Catholic like Michael get saved, that's near and dear to my heart because I was a Roman Catholic when I got saved. If you're a Roman Catholic, we love you. We're not against you at all. We're against the church that's lying to you. We're against the Vatican system that Revelation 18 in verse 4. If you're a Roman Catholic, this verse is for you. Revelation 18 verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. If you're a Roman Catholic, I invite you to do what Michael just did today and trust Jesus Christ and Him alone as your Savior. Salvation is a person. It's not a set of principles. Salvation is a person, and that person's not the Pope. That person is Jesus Christ, and He doesn't need any vicar to stand in His place as a substitute. Don't be an imitator of Jesus Christ. That's what Antichrist is. Antichrist is an imitation of Jesus Christ. Be conformed to His image. River One says, Please pray for Marissa, my sister. She needs guidance from a life of sin. Praise God for another soul saved. Very uplifting. Great podcast again. Jeanette says, Sorry you were down this morning praying for you. Amen. I need it. I need your prayers as much as anybody else. So look, as you go into the weekend and you continue to be bombarded by all this misinformation and disinformation and all these fear tactics that are happening right now, I want you to look up. I want you to look up towards heaven. And I want you to put, even if you're saved, I want you to make the mental connection that if you're saved, God is your great physician. Jesus Christ is your healer. Get your eyes off of this stinking, corrupt, sin-filled world that has no hope to offer you. And get your eyes on Jesus Christ and Him alone. Lord willing, we're going to see you back here Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we have our NTEB House Church Sunday morning service. I want to thank you very, very much for tuning in today. And Please keep Michael H. in your prayers. It's so exciting that he got saved by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Have a great weekend, everybody.
But at the grave, something is happening.